Woman Hero, J.K. Rowling's Story by Cynthia Kersey. J.K. Rowling, quote, "You'll never make any money out of children's books, Joe. As inaccurate predictions about popular culture go, this one rivals the infamous, quote, guitar groups are out line a record executive laid on the then unknown Beatles. Because Joe was the English writer Joanne Kathleen Rowling, J.K. Rowling, to millions of devoted readers, author of the mega best-selling Harry Potter books. The story sums up the mountains she had to climb, poverty, broken relationships, and the persistent doubts of others to follow her passion and make a living in the only career she'd ever wanted, writing. Of course, no one could have known the degree of unwavering belief and absolute determination J.K. would need to follow her bliss through rejection and depression. Those qualities enabled her to persevere through the tough times, even though circumstances conspired to drag her down. In fact, J.K.'s passion became her unquenchable hope for a better future. A love of writing since day one. J.K. recalls writing down stories as early as age 5 or 6. Her first one was about a rabbit that came down with the measles. Quote, "Ever since I wanted to be a writer, although I rarely told anyone so, I was afraid they'd tell me I didn't have a hope," she says. At 26, J.K. moved to Portugal, where she taught English. She loved it, in part because her schedule finally gave her time to write a story she couldn't get out of her head. During a rail trip in England, she had a vision of a train transporting a boy to a boarding school for wizards. Quote, "I'd been writing almost continuously since the age of 6, but I had never been so excited about an idea before." To her enormous frustration, she didn't have a working pen and was too shy to borrow one from a fellow passenger. So she had to rely on her vivid imagination for 4 days. When she got home, she started to write Philosopher's Stone. Sadly, on the heels of this revelation, J.K.'s mother, Anne, died suddenly at age 45. Rowling's response shows how embracing pain and grief can infuse one's work with greater richness. She channeled her sadness into the Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, its British title, chapter The Mirror of Erised. The Mirror of Erised reflects what you most wish to see, and Harry sees his dead mother smiling and crying at the same time. From a dark place, a brilliant tale. Shortly after her mother's death, J.K. married a journalist named George. A few months after the birth of their daughter, Jessica, the marriage ended. J.K. left with a 4-month-old child tucked under one arm and the ever-growing Harry Potter manuscript tucked under the other. They lived with friends until she could get an apartment and found a 1-bedroom flat in the Scottish capital of Edinburgh. Living on furniture lent by her sister and some friends, she declined offers to go out at night with friends and stayed home with Jessica writing in her apartment. Without a typewriter or computer, she wrote and rewrote in longhand. Here she would complete Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. On just $103.50 a week, J.K. could barely make ends meet. She sank into a deep depression, but astonishingly, as she had done with her grief over her mother's death, J.K. directed her despair into her work, erasing her own pain and adding a new level of resonance and meaning to her writing. From this personal darkness came a new group of fictional characters, the Dementors, the prison guards of Azkaban, who possessed the power to suck the happiness out of people. Despite the odds, J.K. was able to use her despair to fuel new ideas and provide new energy. What J.K. needed was a warm, friendly place to write. She got it at a neighborhood cafe called Nicholson's. Waiters left her alone as she wrote while Jessica slept. Eager to finish the book and attempt to get it published, J.K. wrote every available moment. Quote, "Sometimes I actually hated the book even while I loved it. The story works its magic." Finally, 6 years after she first had the inspiration, J.K. finished Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone and sent the first 3 chapters to 2 agents. With no money for copying, she actually typed the complete book twice. The first rejection came quickly in the form of a letter. J.K. forced herself not to be discouraged. She believed in Harry Potter, both as a character and as a symbol for her own unbeatable spirit. So she waited for the second rejection, unaware that forces were working on her behalf. She had sent her second manuscript to Christopher Little. The agent's assistant, about to go home for the day, was drawn to the manuscript lying in the rejection pile because of its unusual black plastic folder. A lover of children's literature, she took it home and fell in love with it. The next day, she gave it to Little and insisted that he read it. Little quickly sent J.K. a letter asking for the balance of the manuscript on an exclusive basis. When she got the letter, she was overcome with joy. It was far and away the best letter I'd ever received in my life, she said, and it was only 2 sentences long. She had an agent. Now she needed a publisher, and Little sent the manuscript to 12 of them. J.K. was forced to develop a thick skin as week after week the rejections trickled in. Then, publisher number 12, Barry Cunningham of Bloomsbury Publishing, made an offer, a relative pittance for which J.K. couldn't have been more grateful. A star is born from a writer's passion. Finally, in June 1997, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone was published. The initial print run was just 500 copies. Still, J.K. was so excited that she spent the whole day walking around Edinburgh with the book tucked under her arm. This was the culmination of her passion for storytelling, a love of writing fueled not by the desire to be rich, but by the drive to tell wonderful stories about unforgettable characters. If she'd remained a low-profile author and a part-time teacher, she would have been very happy. However, within 3 days of publication, the American rights to the book sold to Scholastic Books. This changed everything. The book was published in September 1998 and reached number 16 on the New York Times bestseller list by December 1998. To date, it's estimated, but unconfirmed, that worldwide sales figures of the Harry Potter books is approximately 260 million copies, and they've been translated into 62 languages. Today, J.K. Rowling is said to be wealthier than the Queen of England and the toast of children's literature. I'm sure she can't help but reflect on her publisher's advice, quote, "You'll never make any money out of children's books," with a smile. Maybe someday she'll have that prediction engraved on a plaque to hang in her home, along with another piece of advice. Never, ever let go of your dream.